Penguin Audio presents Medusa by Clive Cussler with Paul Kemprikos. Read by Scott Brick. If the epidemic continues its mathematical rate of acceleration, civilization could easily disappear from the Earth. Dr. Victor Vaughn, The American Experience, Influenza 1918. Wash inside of nose with soap and water each night and morning. Force yourself to sneeze night and morning, then breathe deeply. Do not wear a muffler. Take sharp walks regularly and walk home from work. Eat plenty of porridge. Influenza prevention advice in the News of the World newspaper, 1918. Prologue. The Pacific Ocean, 1848. In all his years sailing the world's oceans, Captain Horatio Dobbs had never known the sea to be so barren. The captain paced the quarterdeck of the New Bedford whaling ship Princess, gray eyes darting like twin lighthouse beams to every point of the compass. The Pacific was a disc-shaped blue desert. No spouts feathered the horizon. No grinning porpoises danced off the bow. No flying fish skittered above the wave tops. It was as if life in the sea had ceased to exist. Dobbs was considered a prince in the New Bedford whaling hierarchy. In the waterfront bars where hard-eyed harpooners gathered, or in the parlors of the rich Quaker shipowners on Johnny Cake Hill, it was said that Dobbs could sniff out a sperm whale at 50 miles. But only the rank smell of a simmering mutiny had filled the captain's nostrils of late. Dobbs had come to dread...